We're already knee-deep into 2015, so the server side thought it might be interesting to get some perspectives from some of the thought leaders in the industry about what they are seeing as emerging trends. Now, Jevgeny Kabanov, JK as he's affectionately known, is the CEO from Zero Turnaround, and he's been doing a little bit of work pitching their new profiling and monitoring tool called X-Rebel. So rather than us having to go to him, he actually came to us. Now, of course, he wanted to talk a little bit about some of the new products that Zero Turnaround is featuring, but we were able to steer the ship into some of the topics we wanted to talk about as well. And so when I got a chance to talk to JK, one of the first things I asked him was, what are you seeing as the emerging trends in the IT industry? And please don't say mobile and cloud.
Well, if you want to like start from like trends in the big world, man, I didn't want to say words mobile or cloud, honestly. But, you know, like when we talk to like the enterprise customers, then the big ones are like mobile, cloud, everything. Everything is like, you know, connected to one of those.
But really, when it comes to the cloud, isn't it all just the same type of stuff that we're seeing just from new vendors? Or are some of the vendors doing interesting things? Or is the new cloud trend something that we hadn't seen before? I mean, is it virtualization in a different way or containerization? What are the things that you're getting excited about?
Yeah, it's honestly looks like more of the same. There's a lot more players. IBM is really getting into the game. Red Hat is trying to create something. You know, Amazon is still the big one. There's a lot of different bits and pieces moving around. Microsoft's trying to do things. So, like, I think we're just getting to the point where cloud is really going mainstream, especially for enterprises. And like, I think there's like actually a way to go to that point. But you know, like technology is kind of the same, like, you know, like evolved, but, you know, nothing really revolutionary. Docker is becoming like, and generally container services is what, you know, kind of I see as a big move. And I think in the long term, that will kill virtualization.
Really? You see container services like Docker actually killing off virtualization in the future? That's a bit of a loaded statement, don't you think?
It's not loaded, really. I mean, like, I never understood the point of virtualization. So for me, it's like I had the same opinion for at least the last 10 years, because I think virtualization will always have a segment, but generally, like, what most people want to do, they don't want to virtualize the whole operating system. They just want to run their app in a container. They just want to. You know, they just want to have a predictable way to run their app, and like virtualization adds a ton of performance overhead to that. So like with all things equal, like why would you want virtualization?
So put in simple terms, what is this big performance benefit that we're getting from running container services like Docker as opposed to using purely virtualized environments?
Well, what you'll get, like, you'll get less overhead because, like, you know, you're basically, what you're doing is, like, you're running applications on the host operating system. So you're not running a whole operating system. You're not running another scheduler. You're not running another memory virtualization, another paging system. Like, these all things are creating overhead. So, like, you have one less layer of abstraction in between, right? And so main benefit you get is literally less performance overhead and on all levels, like on memory, on I.O., on CPU, what you give up for that is actually you get less isolation. So like, you know, so you can guarantee, you know, you can guarantee less that the resources will be available in the same way. Though you could never really guarantee that virtualization either, you know, so like, but there is less isolation.
And I'm hearing that this isolation has benefits for making it easier to do certain non-functional things like security.
From a security standpoint, if you find like a security issue, you can relatively, you know, with one step escalate to the host before you had to go through the virtualization hypervisor. So you would have to do like a two-step. You would have to escalate into the guest operating system, then escalate into hypervisor, then escalate into the host operating system, right? So like, but from every other standpoint, it's a better deal.
And there you have it from one of the titans of the enterprise computing industry. Containerization is a better value than virtualization. Anyways, If you want to learn more about Mr. Kavanov, you can follow him at eKavanov on Twitter. You can also head over to ZeroTurnaround.com and check out some of their tools, including the latest, X-Rebel. And of course, if you'd like to follow me, Cameron McKenzie, just go over to theserverside.com and see what we've been writing, or follow me on Twitter, at Potemkin.